Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to
What is up, everybody? What is up, everybody? Welcome to another late night edition of Wrestle Talking Indeed with Martez, Dominic, Kayvon, and Josh right here on Open Talk 313, The Flash, blogtalkradio.com. We back at it tonight. Obviously, the top of the show, we played Jeff Hardy entrance music. Well, the Hardy Boys entrance music. So we all know that Jeff Hardy is going to be the first and probably main topic for tonight. I do want to see if we can talk about Chris Jericho 20 years ago being the first undisputed champion. That news came across my desk a little earlier that this was the 20th anniversary of Jericho winning the undisputed championship and being the first undisputed champion in WWF, WWE. Now, but first we want to thank God for giving us this opportunity to talk wrestling and do the things we do each and every week. But without further ado, we're going to bring the rest of the crew in. I'm going to bring in the senior crew member, Brother Dominic. What's up again, Mr. Dominic?
Hey, what's going on, Martez? Thank you for having me. Thank you for doing this late night special.
Oh yeah, man. Of course. It's a lot going on. It's so much going on. We had to do a show this late, and it seemed like I was saying last night we go end up doing shows every day at this rate. I was saying that jokingly, but we probably end up doing the show every day this week at this point. But on a serious note, we want to talk about Jeff Hardy tonight and some other things. Well, let me get the other guys on. What's up, Josh? How you feeling, brother?
Another day in paradise, my friends. How y'all doing?
Hey, man. Like I said, I'm doing good, man. I'm happy to be back here tonight. I'm not going to lie. I'm tired. But I'm happy to get into this discussion about Jeff Hardy. I do see a different number on the screen. I don't know if this is Kayvon or I don't know if this is a special caller, but is anybody expecting somebody to call in from a 736 number?
No.
No.
Okay. This may be Kayvon because I know his other phone is out of commission right now. Sorry, Kayvon, I don't want to put your business out. Is this Kayvon? Kayvon? Okay. I guess that wasn't Kayvon. We'll go back to that caller a little bit later or maybe sooner to see who that is. But, yeah, we want to get this show off and running. So we're here to talk about Jeff Hardy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do it. I mean...
Well, I know when I first woke up this morning, I saw your message, and it was news to me, and I had to dig a little bit to find out if it was 100% accurate, and it was. Now, I kind of talked to Dom a little bit earlier about this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it now. I think he did not accept the rehab on purpose so he can get fired because, one, he was unhappy with WWE, and, two, he said he wants to tag with his brother again. So I think he purposely did everything he did just so he can get let go of his contract.
Yeah, what's funny about what you said is that I said the same thing to Greg DeMarc, who was on this show a couple days ago. Like, this has I don't want to say work, but this was obviously him trying to get out of WWE. So kudos to him for coming up with this plan. But this is obviously a planned thing for him to get out of WWE, because they weren't going to release him unless he did something silly like this. So, yeah, I'm with you, Josh, and I actually said that earlier to Greg, and Greg agreed.
Again, I'll say Greg is a character, so.
Most definitely.
Yeah. One more thing, though. Like, a lot of people on TikTok and social media and everything was saying, you know, he had COVID and that he wasn't back on drugs and everything like that, and the WWE found out he had COVID, and that's why they had him exit the match early. Okay, if WWE knew he had COVID, why would they let him go through the crowd? That just makes no sense to me.
Right.
That shows me that the WWE fan base is out of touch with reality, just like Vince McMahon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I'll let everybody else talk now.
Yeah. Kayvon is with us too now, but Dominic, Kayvon, y'all want to add to this?
I like Kayvon tune in.
No, you go ahead. You go first. I got time. You go ahead.
Hey man, I'm trying to get my thoughts together. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, see, you're trying to get your thoughts together. I'm over here trying to get my phone together, or my temporarily phone. And yes, that was me that called in earlier. And I know you guys couldn't hear me, but for the time being, yes, I got a temporary phone, but I guess I might have to use my own phone for now. We talking about Matt Hardy, right?
Jeff Hardy, yeah.
Oh, Jeff. Ooh, my bad. I'm sorry. Can you do a brief summary again?
Well, Jeff Hardy was released by WWE this morning, and it's speculation that he was released because he started drinking again, and they offered to pay for him to go to a rehab, but he declined it. So myself and Josh, we believe that he declined it because he wanted to get released. So we think he did all this on purpose so they would release him so he can go to AEW. So that's where we at. He was released because he apparently started drinking again.
Okay, so that's the part that y'all read. Okay, because the part that I read was Jeff suffered an injury, and, you know, WWE did offer for him to go to rehab, and he declined it. And, of course, this morning he got released. His brother actually took to Twitter and said that everything is fine. His brother is okay, and all that good stuff. So, in my speculation, it is what it is, but I believe the reason why Jeff declined for him to go to a rehab with WWE is because I believe Jeff Hardy went to rehab by himself, like that's like his own decision, if he would like to go to rehab. But as far as him going to AEW, well, I wouldn't recommend that only because of that. I don't think Jeff Hardy wants me to go to sleep on him like I do the rest of the people, because WWE is a good fit for Jeff. That's all I got to say on that matter.
Yeah, I feel you on that, Kayvon. But as a host, I want to open up this conversation a little bit more. Because for me, yes, we all agree for the most part that Jeff Hardy, well, we haven't got heard Dominic yet, but Jeff Hardy did this on purpose so he can be released. Now, what kind of pathetic, I shouldn't call him pathetic, but I'm for the sake of this show, what kind of pathetic person is that person is he for him to go through this for him to, how should I put this, for him to start drinking again so he can get released. Like, isn't that pathetic to go through all that so you can get released, so you can go to AEW? Like, that would make you think something different about Jeff Hardy now. You know, the fact that he would go through that. I don't know how you all feel about that, but if that is true, that's a bad look. You know.
All I'm gonna pretty much say, y'all, is we can't judge Jeff Hardy till the truth come out, till he opened his mouth and revealed what was going on. It could be, you know, some may say BS, some may say, you know, you got a point, or some may say, you know, well, why would you, like you said, you know, you guys said, why would you go through that? I mean, just try to put yourself in his shoes when you at a job that you're, that somehow you're trying to leave, but they won't let you. They're trying to find loopholes when you're trying to just, when you're trying to leave in peace or just find any way you can, to the point that, you know, yeah, the money may not be the best or good, but it's a better opportunity. But, you know, they know that you're frustrated and it's like they're holding you back for your true potential, and they won't just let you quit. But they somehow manipulating you into staying or this and that and the third, you will come up with crazy, stupid stuff on the job. Like, now, if I just break protocol, what would they do? Everybody else get away with it. But if I do it, will they fire me? So, man, I mean, all I'm going to say is that, Jeff, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate your run throughout your entire career with WWE. Hopefully, you know, of course, it looks like he's going over to AEW and finish out his last go-round with his brother. And I think, if, you know, and that will be a real good look, because right now the AEW tag team, even though they're deep, but there's nothing really attaching over there that strike a light, a match for me, except for, I forgot the name, but we're not going to play the name game. but, hey, whatever he got to do, so he can be happy, let that man do what he got to do so he can reach happiness and freedom. So my hats go off to you, Jeff. But I hopefully, it's no serious issues. I guess we talking about, you know, drinking or demons or you know, et cetera. Just, you know, wish him the best, and hopefully, you know, he can you know, land somewhere, and he can, you know, give us two or three good more years before, you know, hanging up his boots.
I will kind of echo a little bit of what you said. I will say, you know, until the truth is out and everything like that, yeah. But on the same hand, I showed Martez the footage. That was straight up a drunk man. Just by the way he was moving, just by the way he was acting and everything. That was straight up a drunk man. Trust me, I've been there. I think we've all been there at one point to where, you know, we can barely control ourselves. But at the end of the day, whether it be drinking, drugs, or whatever, fact of the matter is for you to do this, anybody to do this, to get out of a contract, is disrespectful to the business. I don't care what company you're with. It is disrespectful to the business because you're supposed to be a role model to all these younger people and everything like that, all these fans and everything, but yet you do this because you want out of a contract. That, to me, that's asinine. That's like me saying, oh, I want to quit my job, so I'm going to go and not do no work and let all the bums and everybody come into the garage and break into every single car. I mean, no, I'm not going to do that. I got some kind of dignity. I'm not going to make myself look like a jackass just to better my career. I mean, hey, if I'm dealt a hand, then I'm going to play the hand I'm dealt, and I'm going to make the best of it. At the end of the day, I'm not going to tarnish my reputation for the simple fact because I'm not happy.
But
that's just,
guys,
that's just not me.
But we don't know what that man is going through in his mind frame when somebody hits a low or you know, dealing with issues. There's no telling what that individual would do or stoop to do to the point they just say, forget it.
I get what you're saying. Right now, I get what you're saying. I'm not arguing your point.
Whatever image you carry, role model, father, mother, you know, trust me, you will. When you feel your low, you gonna hit rock bottom, and you gonna look back and say, boy, was I dumb doing that or my frustration of, you know, taking it out by doing et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, it seems stupid right now, but, I mean, trust me, he ain't the only person you know that's going through something, and no matter if you find the alcohol, substance abuse, narcotics, you know, drug abuse that you will say, forget it, let me start back up.
Well, here, let me tell you from personal experience. So I'm sober for 15 years this year.
Right.
I'm talking, I was straight up, I made Jeff Hardy look like he was, from that video I showed you, Martez, I made that look like it was just child's play. I woke up with the drink, I went to sleep with the drink. That was my mistress, that was my wife, that was my companion, that was my best friend. Rock bottom, yes, I hit. But at the same time, I did not do it for the betterment of trying to get out of something or anything like that. I did that because of personal reasons. But I never showed up to work drunk. I never showed up to any social event drunk. I never showed up. I had the respect and audacity, not just for myself, but for every single other person that I was around. Because Jeff Hardy's a professional wrestler, right? All right, he's in a ring with five other guys. And he's drunk. And the only way he can get out of his contract is to be drunk at work. He has literally taken the lives of five other people and put them in danger because of how he was. Look at the video. You will see, hands down. So, see, I cannot respect somebody who it will endanger the life of someone else, whether it be an enemy, a friend, a coworker, a wife, son, daughter, husband, whatever. I cannot respect somebody who's endangering the lives of other people. And then he walked off through the crowd and could have injured anybody through there because of his demeanor. The fact of the matter is at the end of the day, I mean, I get what you're saying, and you know, I respect his art of work, but at the same hand, I can't respect the man because he put other people's lives in danger.
I mean, I'm Josh, I understand it too. I appreciate you coming out and saying that as well. Me personally, even as my 31 years, I have been having good control of alcohol contained, but from your story point of view, I have grew up with a lot of people I so-called love, cherish, ride or die, be, you know, et cetera, boo things, not being funny, you know, have dealt with all those type of issues. And I get what you're trying to say. I mean, Josh, I'm at a point on certain incidents with these people I'm talking about. I was the same way too. You know, like, man, why would he do something? That's stupid. He could have, you know, like, he can find someone, you know, dead or passed out or, you know, on the back of a milk carton or open. But still, it's still, at the end of the day, only God could judge you, bro. So, I mean, I understand. I get it sounds stupid if he really did what he did and he do. But like I said, jobs, I mean, and stuff. The world, at the time we living in the world, bro, it makes you want to holler. And make you to the point where you, like the like CM Punk mentality, straight edge. I consider myself, I've been, you know, was at a point a straight edge person, but stuff that used to piss me off, like a job or, you know, in say in Jeff Carr's scenario, yeah, you know, a company or whatnot, I used to say little subliminal stuff or say stuff like I'm giving up, like, yeah, if they think that I'm going to be doing this, they kiss my yellow butt. I'm gonna be at the bottle. I'm gonna take the longest cigarette break I can ever, anybody can take in a cigarette break, and I only never smoked in a day of my life. So, man. I know I say that. I personally say that. So, I mean, and then another thing is WWE that much of a dictatorship, y'all? That's another topic. Is it a dictatorship in the WWE that with the example of Jeff Hardy that you cannot go leave on your free will unless Vince Daddy Vince say otherwise, that you would have to do what Jeff Hardy did to get drunk and a lot on the job and to get sent home to pretty much be released? What is that? Is this a time for WWE as well? Y'all let me know.
Well, I think WWE does have a cult mentality. If Vince McMahon don't like you, he don't show you. If Vince McMahon does like you, well, he prominates you on national TV all the time. Look at Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins. I mean, you look at all these people that he likes and he's pushing them and everything like that. You know, but you got the Ricochets, the Bobby Lashleys. I mean, Bobby Lashley this past Monday came in during a 3-minute commercial break, slaughtered all three of them, and they didn't even have the balls to show it on live TV. It happened during a commercial break. Come on, man. It's a cult mentality in WWE right now. And they're saying, if you don't follow the leader, you can literally kiss McMahon's ass.
I've been saying that, though. It's a true, well, Josh, I've been saying that it is a true club society called Best My Man Kiss My Ass. If you don't kiss my ass, you're not getting over. I've been saying that. So.
Yeah. But on the same hand, I'm also going to say AEW is a cult, got a cult personality too, because at the end of the day, all they want to do is show the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes. First off, who's going to set a table on fire? And then when you do the move, you only put yourself through the table. Come on, Cody Rhodes, here, jackass. And now he's walking around with third-degree burns talking about, I can't wrestle. That's your own stupidity, man.
Right. Once again, Martez. I've been saying AEW is that freaking sorry, I almost said the F word. It's the freaking that freaking kid that won attention in high school that was doing anything that whatever that kid, you know, for attention. They will do that. If you know, if the normal kids or whatever, like, you know, oh, that's stupid. I'm not doing that. That one kid who wants attention, who wants to be known, that's going to be like, oh, I'll do it. Look at me. F-A-W. Okay, go ahead.
All I was going to say was, you know, AEW is so bad right now that they're literally letting Brandi Rhodes come back to wrestle, and she's got the entertainment factor of my baby toe, which is not happening. Yeah, I mean, I would rather see 500-pound people wrestle that can't move than watch Brandi Rhodes wrestle.
Well, it's the reason why I see why WWE didn't let her wrestle.
Yeah, at least WWE did something right with her.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
You know, but back to Jeff Hardy, I will say the man's career was good, but lately what he did, I just can't respect. I can't get behind, and it's not taken away from anything of his career. It's just I don't trust his reasoning behind what he did.
You know, the saddest thing about this for me, and this has happened to a few people that got released. Obviously, this is a different circumstance, but you know, we thought. I think all of us maybe thought that we were going to eventually get this widow. Is that right? Widow character from Jeff Hardy in WWE, and that's one of the sad
Willow,
things. That,
yeah,
Willow. That won't happen now. You know, because of because of this. Whether it's a stupid decision on Jeff Hardy part or not, you know, that's we are being robbed as fans of WWE. Now we may get it in AEW, but some of us. We want to see this in WWE. You know, I want to use Bray Wyatt, for example. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. We missed out on what could have become of The Fiend, you know, and Alexa Bliss. So I feel like we were cheated with that. And we may have to get that somewhere else in another promotion when Bray Wyatt decides to wrestle again. So... there's so many things that we have been cheated of as fans, and this is another thing with Jeff Hardy, the Willow character. So that's one of the biggest things that I'm disappointed about, because I thought we were on the cusp. We were on the verge of him turning or transforming into this character. We wish him the best, but at the same time, you got to grow up. That's just my final opinion. I understand addictions are hard. We all got addictions. I don't know what your addiction is. You don't know what my addiction is, but I think we all got some type of addiction. And it's not the easiest thing to just break, right? But at some point, right. You have to grow up, you know? You have to grow up, and you either overcome it or you don't. So we wish him the best in his endeavors with his alcoholism. And I have
most
to step
definitely.
Aside. Yeah, I have to step aside for 1 minute, guys. I have to plug something up. Give me a moment.
All right. And I don't mind, you know, I don't mind putting my business out there, because at the end of the day, if I could help somebody else, I mean, with my story, then, hey, you know, I'm doing something good. You guys get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I admit it, but you know, I put it out there to the Wrestle Talk Nation. But you know, like, from unfortunately not being on Mr. Goody Two Shoes, for right now, because only God can, he knows my path. You know, I steered away and try to, you know, all of those, you know, steer away from, you know, alcohol, drugs, and I may have another, you know, some people say addiction, or they feel like I feel like I'm addicted too. But like I said, I try to show love and support and be, you know, still love and affection with those people, and, you know, be there. But, you know, only that person, when they had enough, can come out and say they had enough and can help themselves fight it. You can be there for moral support, but it's to that person to get that willpower to overcome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Let's put this topic to bed. You always got a lot of other time to get back to this topic when things develop more with Jeff Hardy. But I wanted to see if we could talk about this 20th anniversary of Chris Jericho becoming the undisputed heavyweight champion in WWF at the time, obviously WWE right now. I don't know what you remember about that, Dominic, Josh, and Kayvon. I'm sure you've seen that. I know you're much younger than all three of us, but I know you've probably seen that. But still to this day, I don't understand why they went with Chris Jericho. You know, I was so disappointed that Chris Jericho beat Stone Cold and The Rock in the same night to become the first undisputed champion. And I still shake my head to that to this day, because I just knew he wasn't going to win. You know, I would have thought Kurt Angle would have won before him, but obviously creative wanted to go in that direction of Chris Jericho being the first undisputed champion. And one thing about Jericho, he's not going to be quiet about it. Like, he's been saying that for years, I'm the first undisputed champion. But I do want to know what you all think about that. If you can go back to that time, what did you think about it, and what do you think about it now?
I'll let them go first.
Okay, well, I'm about to be, I'm a whole heel on this show. I'm sorry, I got to. Number one, I was never a fan of Chris Jericho, especially with him winning. I didn't watch it, didn't really care for it, and to this day, still don't care for him. So with him being the first ever, listen, compared to me, he can be the first person to kiss my butt cheeks for all I care.
Wow. Wow.
You heard it here, folks. The Kayvon Kiss My Butt Club.
And he can go off and brag about that. I truly do not care for Mr. Jericho. That's it. Back to you guys.
You go ahead, Dom.
You go ahead, Josh.
All right. Well, back then I didn't like it. I mean, I still don't like it. He should have never been the first, you know, undisputed champion. I didn't like it, and I didn't get it back then. But fast forward to now, I see why they did it. Because at that time, the two biggest stars you had were Stone Cold and The Rock. Triple H was out with an injury. He was on the cusp of coming back from injury. And they wanted to have Triple H feel like when he came back, he could have that, you know, that match with that newcomer that he's never wrestled, or that newcomer that he's never, you know, like, really had that kind of caliber match with. Because if you look at it, had Stone Cold had the title when Triple H came back, they weren't going to take the title off of Stone Cold to give it to Triple H. They just weren't. If The Rock had it, same incidents, they would not have given Triple H the title from The Rock. So the only logical way to do it was let Chris Jericho become the champion, hence Triple H becomes champion, and then it starts the whole Triple H, Stone Cold, Rock all over again. But they wanted Triple H to come back from his injury and also have a good caliber match, but not have a mega match like he would have with Stone Cold or The Rock, because they didn't want him to get injured again. So that is the only logical explanation I could come up with, but I still didn't like it. I mean, to me, Jericho was only entertaining and good when he came up with the list.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, just my personal opinion.
Okay. Now, me personally, I know what I said about Jericho later on, but the Jericho back then, I was a fan of. At first, I was trying to sleep on Jericho, but Jericho, and I listed, you know, one of my favorite trash talk promo, because it's a trash talk of all time. I think like everybody was rooting for Stone Cold or The Rock. It was shocking. Even Jericho, what he said himself on the Stone Cold Broken Skull podcast, he was shocked. Because Jericho thought he was about to be out the door. I think he stated it himself. I think the person who convinced Vince to give him a shot and put it on him was Patterson, if I'm not mistaken. Hmm. Was the one to convince him, to convince Vince McMahon. So, I mean, it was one of those, like, you know, matches. You was like, no, it got to be, you thought you was calling it. It got to be this or that. And it was the third turn for, you know, he was the third turn for him to win that match. And it kind of helped him, you know, get the monkey off the back, as well, Steve Young will say.
Oh, yeah,
dog.
I like that reference.
But, at that time being, you was like, ugh. Now, down the line, it's like, yeah, that was, you know, that was like, it was not that bad. But I know Jericho made it himself, like, he was begging and begging and was giving up on himself. And when he got it, he was like, oh, shoot, I got it. And then realized then that he wasn't really mature enough and wasn't really ready to be a champion till after, I think, his second title win.
Mm-hmm.
Title win, but he learned then as he went on. But, yeah, it was a shell shocking, but... Yeah, when a prestigious title like that, you will want somebody your top tier you know, wrestler who's been carrying, like, the flagship, who's been carrying the company to win it. You would think, yeah, Undertaker, Stone Cold, Rod. Yeah, but he,
No, Undertaker at that. Undertaker at that time, I had already lost all faith in, and we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, so I was just naming. Huh?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
It wasn't a horrible decision or super bad.
But on the same hand, you can't say it was a good decision either, because if you remember, during his whole first title reign until he wrestled Triple H, Stone Cold and The Rock never challenged for the Undisputed title.
Mm-hmm.
So see, they were protecting Chris Jericho because they knew he wasn't that kind of a top tier guy, so they were giving him all the second tier guys.
Yeah, that's what I said. He admitted it himself. He wanted the shot, but then when he got that shot by winning, you know, it was people that did have faith in him, and when he got it, the call, yeah, like put it on him, he was like, no, really, me? Okay, I know what I was talking about, but wait a minute, I don't think I'm ready.
Man, I mean, my opinion, his first title reign, he was a paper champion. Yeah,
exactly.
And I know those are strong words, but he was a paper champion because they had to protect him so much that they kept the top talent away from him while he had the title until Triple H came back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
1,000% agree with you.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still don't like Jericho. Yeah, like I said, only time he was entertaining was when he brought up the list.
I think Jericho is very entertaining. He could go best with some, well, you know. He shows it.
Yeah, I'll definitely, and I got to step away to grab my food from DoorDash in a moment, but I definitely feel like Jericho is much more of a legend now than he was like 5-6 years ago, because I don't know if after the list, like all of a sudden Jericho, people started taking him serious as a legend. Like we started hearing the legend talk about Chris Jericho, and the fact that he went over to AEW, being a former WWE guy, being at that time he was their top most notable person, Chris Jericho. So that kind of added some cachet or added some luster to his legend talk. But 5-6 years ago, I don't think people were talking about Jericho being a legend. You know, now I do think he overachieved in WWE. You know, when he came to WWE, WWF, he came when they were at an all-time high. You know, it was a very competitive environment. You got people like The Rock, Stone Cold, Undertaker, you know, even people like Al Snow, the New Age Outlaws. Everybody was entertaining. So he came during a time where he had to step up, you know. So that much I'm going to give him credit for, you know, that he came to a place that was highly competitive. But like you said at the end of the day, Josh, you know, I don't think he was a legend up until the last couple of years. So that's my two cents. I got to step off for 3 minutes.
So. On a side note, though, I would like to wish him a speedy recovery because he is in a hospital overseas. He was admitted this today. So, you know, we hope Chris Jericho does, you know, get better, and we hope for a full speedy recovery.
Oh, yeah.
That's the wish. All right. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I know we all have our own opinions, and sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree. But the best thing about this show is we are all fans of what we talk about. And there's a lot of people who are out there who just do shows just to do shows for the sake of it. No, we are fans. And that's why we are passionate about what we talk about when it comes to wrestling. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. I know. I won't mind getting back to this tournament tonight.
Back to business. Where did we leave off at?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I already got some of the wrestlers that are going to be here for the Monday Night Raw later on this month. I already got the rooms booked at the hotels across the street from where I work, so I'll be seeing them when they pull into the garage.
No way.
Yep.
Whoa.
I don't know which ones yet, but the valet over there, the head valet over there, we had that kind of communication to where, you know, we tell each other what's going on and whatnot, and she was telling me that, yeah, they got some WWE guys going to be in their hotel, at least 7 or 8 of them, she said, so. Yeah, and that's interesting because, well, they're going to be parking in my garage, so I'm happy. Yeah, but this really all depends on who it is. But she said that they rented out 7 of the penthouses in the hotel that she works at. So, yeah, that's cool.
So it seems like they're gonna be down there at Cedargolf Park. Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sure. And I, you know what? The funny thing is. I actually switched shifts, so I'm going to be working the morning shift so I can actually go to Monday Night Raw that night. And the funny thing is all the valet is busy the most in the morning, so it's a guarantee I'm going to see these people. So, who knows, maybe I strike up a conversation with one and say, hey, can we get an interview with you before the show? You never know.
Never know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool, though. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
All I'm going to tell you guys is if Liv Morgan is one of them that's staying in there and she come walking into my garage, y'all probably will never hear from me again.
Oh, man.
I mean, you probably will, but it'll be a long time. It'll be a long time. No, I'm just playing. But no, seriously, it's if I do get to meet any of them, I will try to see if it's okay to get interviews with them. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and I'll definitely I'm going to get pictures with them because they'll be in my garage. So. But, what are we eating, Martez?
I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, but what we eating?
Wow, I apologize.
Sounds
White
good.
White Castle.
Hey, you know what? White Castle's is good.
Oh yeah, especially at 12 o'clock.
Sure, I can't really talk because on the way home tonight I grabbed some 7-Eleven food, so.
Anybody that eats 7-Eleven food, I gotta give you a gold medal, man. Cause I will not eat 7-Eleven food to save my life. But anybody that do it, I'm giving you a gold medal. So Josh, you get a gold medal.
Well, not yet. You might want to give me a bronze because I bought a sub that was prepackaged. I didn't buy none of that hot food. I know better than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking about, the hot food.
Oh, no, shoot.
Yes.
My wife goes.
Gosh, we thought we had a goner.
Oh, yeah. Now, my wife goes, give me some of that chicken. I was like, you see that chicken? She's like, yeah. I was like, you see how it's stuck together? She's like, yeah. I was like, it ain't coming apart. She goes, damn.
I thought it was going to go blank. You was just going to stop and you just going to hear some big, heavy set white guy just drop to the ground. No.
Well, you wouldn't hear a drop anyway. I'm on carpet. And shoot, nope. It was a sub and a firework fagel for me today, fellas.
Right. Hey, speaking of food, I know we got like 10 minutes to go, but like, I want to know what's your go-to meal when we go to these wrestling events, like Joe Louis Arena, Louis Arena. What's your go-to meal? I got my go-to meal, but I'll go last, I guess.
I know whenever we go to a wrestling event, regardless of what company it is, we always go to Olive Garden, because if I had to use the bathroom afterward, or at least I want to use it during something I'm not going to miss. And because I'm lactose intolerant, and there's a lot of pasta at Olive Garden. Plus, it's a good way to keep my wife to shut up.
Said,
that's my go-to.
You said, what's the go-to meal at a restaurant, man? Hello?
Well, either at or before, yeah.
The whole left side and the middle of the menu for me. No, guys. I'm serious. Point blank.
Jesus.
Let me see. All right, look. Tonight is a special night because I might do something that only some people know I know how to do. My go-to, of course, of all time, love that chicken from Popeyes. Oh, yeah, Popeyes, baby. Yeah, go to Popeyes, get you some that Popeyes chicken sandwich, and oh, my God, you be in the blessed world, especially before an event. And then, of course, while you at the event, child, you might as well go ahead and get you some pizza. You know, they said that they don't got no shrimp. If they did, that would be my go-to. But for now, it's Popeyes and that $5 pizza at Little Caesars. There you go, right there. Boom.
Okay, Vaughn.
Hey, Kayvon, when you eat your food, are you at the head of the table?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. No, y'all already know.
We're fooling.
Like, just so we know, if we all ever go out, Kayvon has to sit at the head of the table. Like,
but it can't be the head of the kids' table now. Right. Nah, I'm just playing.
My go-to meal is that overpriced Little Caesars pizza at Joe Louis Arena or LCA. Just a pizza and a Coke. That's what I always get.
Have you guys been to the LCA yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been about 12 times.
I'm not going to lie. Huh?
No, I was just saying, me and Martez went with the December show the year before the COVID, and we were planning on going to the so the day of the shutdown of the pandemic
I'm not gonna lie though, that Mike's Pizza Bar that is like right there at the LCA, that's a good place to get some pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
What's the name of
Mike's Pizza Bar.
It's in the arena or it's outside the arena, somewhere else?
It's right by one of the entrances to the arena, but it's also literally right there connected to the arena. So all you got to do is like go in there, eat your food, and then you can literally walk right through a door in the back of the restaurant and you're in the arena.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And they're expensive though. For a large pizza, just pepperoni is almost like $20.
Okay. I have one question about Mike's Pizza Bar.
What's up?
Is Mike black or is he white? That's the only question I got.
I have no idea. All I know is when the pizza comes, it's in my stomach. That's all I know.
Now we talking about race and pizza.
I'm just saying, you know, because, you know, some people know how to make pizza, Some people don't. A person named Mike, hey, he could know how to make pizza. You know, he might be slipping sometimes. No, I just had to know. Just had to know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, most of the people I've seen working in there was white and black. I didn't see no other races working in there, so.
See, well, yeah. shout out to the black and white people. Yeah, they might make pizza.
We all going to hell.
I ain't saying nothing.
This is disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's embarrassing. And I'm ticked off.
Hey, you never know where this show goes. I mean, a couple of days ago, Martez, myself, we were talking movies. So, I mean, you never know where this show's going to go.
That's true.
That is true.
But I think one of the episodes in the new season next year, we should dedicate to, like, the top hottest women in wrestling.
Ooh, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I just had a hot flash real quick. You said what?
Yeah, one of the new episodes in the new season, we should talk about the hottest women in wrestling.
Lord Jesus, I'm going to need, and I don't even drink, but I think I might need a beer for that one. Ooh, Jesus.
I'll have my cola ready because I don't drink no more. Shoot. And you guys want to break into this tournament tonight since we're all here?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Well, we got 2 minutes to go, so it got to be quick.
Oh, Jesus. 2 minutes. Oh, boy.
I think we can extend it another 5 minutes. I think we can do that, but we running on a tight leash right now. So.
Okay.
How about we just do one tonight instead of doing two?
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'll start off. I'm going to do What a Rush for Legion of Doom.
Okay, well, in that case, I got to come up big strong. Batista, I Walk Alone.
I don't know why that was funny, but it was.
Because he's a dude. It's like he's been wanting this for years.
Exactly. I'm going to go with the bad guy, Razor Ramon.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go with Mankind, Have a Nice Day theme song.
Damn.
Ooh.
I'm voting for the bad guy, Razor Ramon.
Same here. Only because I like that name, Razor Ramon. That's yeah.
Okay, what was the other? No, seriously, what was the other choices? I know Razor Ramon,
Legion of Doom, What a Rush, and
that's
then I Walk Alone,
Batista. I gotta go with Legion of Doom. That was iconic.
Ugh. For the first time ever. We are going to be at a tie because I'm going to go with Legion of Doom, What a Rush.
Oh, man. That means all four of them are eliminated.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, you got to admit it, though. That was a good round.
It was.
Yeah.
So that means someone's going to get a bye. Uh-oh.
Whoa. Who would that be? I will say this. We got to finish this draft, I mean, this tournament before either next week on the season finale or some other time, but we got to finish it before then.
Oh, yeah. Well, for our season finale, how long you guys want to go? Because, I mean, it's up to you guys. So, you want to do one, two? I mean, it's up to you guys.
I'm going to schedule it for 3 hours, but it's up to everybody else on how long you want to go. I should be off work that day. So.
Yeah, I mean, for me, man, I have to see 2 days in advance. I mean, we can schedule it for 3 hours. Just me, I'm picking up hours and doing stuff left to right. So whenever I can, I just tune in. Jump on board.
Well, as for me, I say let's go all out. Just like NXT, when they say war games, let's go all out, baby. It don't matter any day, any time. I am ready. I don't care how tired I am. I'm be on the road. Let's get it. Let's go.
Hey, I'm down for whatever because I'm off on the 14th, so.
All right. Well, go ahead, Josh. Sorry.
No. I would say, oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we'll figure out between now and then what we're going to do. And I know it's it'll probably be another good show, but I can't wait. And also, I can't wait for us to go on break. You know, it's the holiday season. There's other stuff we could be focusing on besides talking wrestling. But when we come back in January, it's going to be hot and heavy. That's the best I can say. Any final words before we go home tonight?
I get off at 11:30 tomorrow. If you guys want to do another one, I'm down. I don't work the weekend, so I could go all night long. That's what she said.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you guys know now. Yeah, I gotta be at work till 12 o'clock tomorrow, so it might be tough. Do a show tomorrow for me, but we'll definitely talk now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sign up for the Discord, ladies and gentlemen. Sign up for the Discord to receive some exclusive news. One of them, which I will write down right now, Mr. Savage Warrior will be scheduled to be on the show sometime next week. I cannot give y'all a specific day, but he will be here. Sometime next week.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, that Discord's off the chain. I already. Sorry. Dom?
What? I didn't do it. What are you talking about? Oh. Yeah, I said my piece. I have to, you know, work. I'm like Martez, work, and when I can, I'm cleared up and, you know, not hold hostage or, you know, distracted. I will tune in to the show.
Definitely. Well, you heard it, folks. This was another excellent edition of Wrestle Talk, and indeed, we did this all in 67 minutes tonight. I want to thank Dominic, want to thank Josh, want to thank Kayvon, want to thank everybody that listened today. Check us out next week, maybe sometime before next week. Who knows? But thanks for listening, and have a good night. Peace.
Yeah.